She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey folks, thanks so much for coming back. I think this is such an important segment, and it's always important when the everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, is with me. And guess what? We got him right here, right now. Ray, welcome to the segment and to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back, and I'm looking forward to today's segment, and I think everyone will really get a lot out of it as we talk a little bit about good old vitamin D.
Well, you know, I go to you on things like this because you are the Mac Daddy Mac, in my opinion, at least one of them when it comes to nutrients. I mean, I'm talking about nutrients, and I want to say it again. These are not just things that you find in a couple aisles of your health food store next to the non-GMO lentil soup that you're buying. These are things that fuel your body, and you need it to run your biochemistry and to keep in optimal health, not just not sick, in optimal health. And vitamin D definitely is on the top of the list of being one of the most deficient vitamins and is so extremely important in the body in so many different things. But yes, vitamin D has been proven. This is the great thing because we always are looking to first do no harm when we're looking for keeping people well and prevention is the cure. Vitamin D has been proven more effective than both antiviral drugs and vaccines at preventing the good old flu. What do you think about that?
It's unbelievable, and you know what? I completely get it, and I agree with it. And I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of times for me, you know, a lot of people say, "Hey, well, where'd you get that information?" And I always like to provide the sources of data for people. I always like to say, "Hey, here's where this came from. Here's where this came from." You know, so people understand that, you know, there's science and there's research behind the things that I talk about. The other thing, though, and this is equally as important, is, you know, I test everything out on myself, and I'll give you a perfect example regarding vitamin D. So luckily, you and I are fortunate to live in California. We get, you know, a tremendous amount of sunshine on a daily basis, or on a yearly basis, I should say. And
sure.
And I can tell you, on the weekends or during the week, when I make it a point to either, A, literally sit in my backyard and get 10 minutes of direct sunlight a day with no sunscreen on or anything. And again, just 10 minutes. I'm not talking about laying out. I'm not talking about going to the beach. I'm talking about just sitting there, exposing my arms and my face to the direct sunlight for literally just 10 minutes. Or on the weekend when I do go for, let's say, an hour-long hike, and I am in the sunlight for a little bit longer of a time, I have to tell you, I just feel better. I literally just feel better. And that's because I have gotten vitamin D from the most natural source of vitamin D that there is, and that is the sun. So let's start there and help everybody understand that before you even think about taking a supplement, whether it's boost liquid vitamin, you know, we're actually going to be coming out with a specific boost vitamin D product or anything, you know, if you are able to get sunlight for 10 minutes a day, do that. That is the best source of vitamin D. And I wanted to start by telling everybody that because I feel like, you know, unfortunately, we're in this society, in this culture now where, you know, let's fix the root of the problem. Let's not look for a quick pill solution or again, even in my case, a liquid solution. If you can get that sunlight, that's the best way of getting vitamin D. Now, a lot of people just can't do that, whether it's your job, whether it's the part of the country that you live in, my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. You know, those folks don't have the luxury of getting sunlight for the next 3 months. Yeah, exactly. So now they absolutely are going to need a really, really getting it from your diet or getting it from a supplement. So with vitamin D, it's a fat-soluble vitamin. It helps with your bones, your muscles, your nerves, your immune system, which the immune system is the thing that I really key on. You know, it helps your body absorb calcium. And that helps you with your bone growth. So anyway, you know, I really want to kind of start there and say, hey, at the end of the day, people, you know, let's make the right decisions and then let's look to supplements to do exactly that. Supplement a good lifestyle, not replace a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So I'll let you chime in.
Yeah. And, you know, to the point, I mean, this is a pretty big study that was done as far as the really proven effective than antiviral drugs and vaccines at preventing the flu. It was a study done that was randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. These are Japanese scientists. They wrote in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And both of them, you know, they say that the antiviral drugs, there's a couple of them out, reduce the risk of flu infection by about 8% in children who'd been exposed to infection, compared with 50% or greater with reduction with the dose of vitamin D that they got. And these kids, there were 354 children that took part in this trial. Vitamin D was found to be protective against influenza A, but not against the less common influenza B. But still, the trial was, I got to tell you, double-blind, randomized, completely controlled. And the upshot of it was, this is a quote from the professor of virology at Queen Mary School of Medicine in London, said that this is a timely study. It will be noticed by scientists. It fits in with the seasonal pattern of flu. There is an increasing background of solid science that makes the vitamin D story credible. So it's not a story anymore, folks. It's mere facts. So you've got to get, and you know, the rest of the, I think what's really important is understanding that dosage and vitamin D levels are critical. There's so many women, people that come into my practice and rate this range in the reference range for lab tests, let's say 24 to 100, and they're 25, and their vitamin D, their doctor says, oh, your vitamin D3, let's say the 25 hydroxy, is in within normal limits. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're one click above rickets is what you are. We've got to push to the, I would say, a healthy vitamin D level are between 70 and 90 nanograms per milliliter. So 70 and 90. We're looking for optimal levels, folks, when you're repleting vitamin D if it's deficient, not just one click above rickets. That's extremely important.
That's absolutely important, and you're absolutely right on the dosage. The other thing I want to tell people is when you look for a supplement product for vitamin D, make sure you're getting vitamin D3, okay? There's two forms of vitamin D that are found in supplements and fortified foods. D2, which is called ergocalciferol, and then there's D3, which is called cholecalciferol, and that's the one you want. You want to make sure it's the D3 that you're taking, because that is the supplement form that is basically chemically reacts in your body no different than when the sunlight hits your skin. So that's another thing that I really, really want to drive home with people. Make sure if you are taking a, whether it's even in a multivitamin or a vitamin D specific supplement, make sure they're using vitamin D3. Vitamin D2 is also very cheap, and it just doesn't work as well. Your body, it's not as bioavailable for your body, and it makes your body work harder to even convert it. So that's one thing. And you know, you nailed it. At the end of the day, you know, it's really when people can get nutrients, and it's all about nutrients. You know, I tell all my friends and my family, I'm like, you know, anytime you see something that looks like this magic cure for you know big buzzwords, you know, move away from that. Let's get back to basics. Yep. And basics are your body needs vitamins, your body needs minerals, and we don't have to make it look all and sound all fancy. It's pretty simple.
Well, and I think the other thing I want to say about vitamin D, and I think you're right, is funny that it's called vitamin D, because not to confuse anybody, because this is exactly what we're trying not to do on this show, but it's not a vitamin. It's a steroid hormone precursor. The mechanism of action of vitamin D when it comes to infections, though, is important because it dramatically increases the body's production of broad-spectrum natural antibiotics. That's so cool. And it has been proven, though, it will effectively treat not only influenza and the common cold, but will help treat a host of other seasonal infections, meningitis, septicemia, pneumonia, in both children and adults. All right, Ray, thanks once again. Chiming in. This is the Everyday Juicer. Yeah, you can get nutrients in your juice, but guess what? We're going to keep talking about it here on the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Go in more in-depth. Mindful Medicine, I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. Thanks for listening. This is Radio MD, and you can always follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD.